Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Analyzer. Joining us today is Dr. Robert Wills, the executive chairman for GTX Incorporated. The company trades on NASDAQ, ticker symbol is GTXI. Thanks for joining us today there, Robert.
My pleasure, Juan. Good to be here.
So starting off, please give us a history and overview of the company.
Sure. The company was founded in 1997, and I believe it went public in 2004. The science and the focus behind the company has not changed in terms of this is the technology is based on nuclear hormone receptor biology. But the technology that we currently have today has been greatly expanded since the founding. I joined the company in March of 2015, and I can tell you that the company has two major programs. One is identified under the acronym SARM, or Selective Androgen Receptor Modulators, and the other big program we have is under an acronym SARDs, which are Selective Androgen Receptor Degraders. And within the SARMs, we've been focused in two areas, breast cancer and more recently stress urinary incontinence, which I'll be happy to go through with you. It was we had a recent press release announcing we were elected to be on the podium for the International Incontinence Society annual meeting, which is held in Florence, Italy in September, which was a very good news for us. It was a positive validation of our data, so that was great.
Certainly. So, bring us up to speed on some of your most recent news and activities. You put out, Q1 update.
So, we have an ongoing trials in breast cancer. We're looking at two forms of breast cancer. One is a very debilitating and end-stage portion of the breast cancer space. It's called triple-negative breast cancer. We're evaluating enobosarm at 18 milligrams in a population of patients over a period of 4 months. And, the data from that is expected to read out sometime in late third, early fourth quarter. It's a high risk profile. Our expectation on that is not as great because not a whole lot works in that space. It's very devastating. Most patients, there's no current therapies approved, so we feel that there was a potential to look at that from the science that we have with our SARMs. But the other program, which we've already announced positive data, is in another form of breast cancer, the most common form. It's the estrogen receptor positive population. We only require that in that population, they also have a positive androgen receptor, which we agonize. And by doing that, we compete with estrogen to slow down or stop the proliferation of that form of breast cancer. And we did announce positive news back in January regarding that study at 9 milligrams. We also will have the readout from that study both at 9 and 18 milligrams about the same time as the other breast trial in the late third, early fourth quarter. But I think in addition to those programs, we also are in the clinic, which was the subject of the press release, looking at an indication of stress urinary incontinence. And this is a pelvic floor muscle weakening that women become affected by once they become pregnant and or have had babies. Also, when they reach menopause, there's also weakening in this pelvic floor muscle structure, which leads to daily leaks of urine that are induced by stress. So if you cough, you sneeze, anything that would, move your muscles around in the pelvic floor, if you jump, if you exercise, you can have a incontinent episode. And it requires women to wear pads, and they do the these Kegel exercises to try to strengthen the muscle. And there is no pharmaceutical agent approved or being used in this space. It's almost all device or surgical intervention. And so this, we're excited about this because this would be a daily dose given to women where the drug actually strengthens the pelvic floor in these women, leading to them reducing, if not eliminating, their leaks altogether. So that's the focus of the program. We are in a proof of concept phase 2 trial right now where we dose women for 12 weeks and we have them keep a diary as to how many leaks per day they have from baseline when they start, and then we measure it at 4, 8, and 12 weeks, 12 weeks being the end point. And we compare the leaks per day at 12 weeks back to baseline to look at the overall effect of the drug. We did submit the abstract to the International Continence Society, and they awarded us with a podium presentation in September at their annual meeting in Florence, Italy, which we're excited about. It'll be the first time the data will be released. There is an embargo required here, unfortunately, so we're not allowed to talk about the data until it's presented. What I can tell you is we're very bullish on the outcome from the key opinion leaders that we have shared the information with in a confidential manner. They're encouraging us to move forward. So we plan on taking as a next step after this trial, which we believe will be successful, we would go into a definitive, well-controlled, placebo-controlled trial that would look at two doses of the drug against placebo and would be serve as the basis for moving forward with one other pivotal trial, hopefully, and to registration. So we're excited about this opportunity.
And what are some of the key trends that you guys are focusing on in the sector, and what makes you uniquely positioned to capitalize?
Well, I don't know if there is. First of all, the sector is robust with capital. We know that, and we also know that the sector will reward and recognize novel innovation. And we believe this SUI opportunity, being that there's nothing on the market pharmaceutically to treat this, along with our SARD program, the androgen degraders, which would be useful and potentially treating prostate cancer patients who have become resistant to all existing therapies. That's a very high unmet need. So these types of innovations would be rewarded by the sector if they come to fruition, or they have the potential, given that they're unmet need. So, you know, we feel that, again, even with our SARD program, we have not released a lot of data, but we believe that when we do release some of the pivotal data that will come out of these programs, that we will get investor and potentially partnering interest in the compounds.
And what are the key goals and milestones that you're hoping to accomplish here over the course of the next 12 months?
So we do expect to release what we believe will be positive data for the SUI on the podium session I mentioned at the meeting in Florence. This will be the first time that the public will see what we're seeing. We think that is going to be a significant milestone because the sector reacts to data. I mean, you can talk all you want about how good you might be. They need to see the data. So that will be the first next key milestone. We also will be releasing our final results, top-line results from the breast cancer ER-positive trial in the fourth quarter. And then for the SARD program, for the prostate area, we're currently now running some compounds through the necessary prerequisite IND work with the goal of being able to file an IND sometime in the first half of 18, which would allow us to go into the humans for the first time. That would also be another key milestone for the company.
And perhaps you can talk about your background experience, Dr. Wills, and go over who some of the key management team there is.
Okay, so my background, I've been in the pharmaceutical sector for over 35 years. I'm a PhD by training. I started out in science at Hoffman La Roche, spent 10 years there. I then moved to J&J and spent over 25 years at J&J, mostly in R&D, but the last 12 or 15 years I was on the business development side. And then I elected to retire from J&J in February of 15 to go out and have some fun. And so I have been serving on boards for small biotech companies for the last two years plus. As I mentioned, I'm the executive chairman of GTX, which is the subject of this interview, but I'm also the chairman of a company in California called CymaBay, and I sit on two other private company boards. So I've been, like I said, most of my experience has been in drug development in a large company, and also I've been on the business side. So I'm coming into the biotech arena, which is the other side of the coin. I'm hoping to be able to, leverage that experience and bring the technology from a company like GTX to a success. As far as other management team, the CEO mm-hmm. is Mark Hanover. He was one of the founders. He has a finance banking background. Our chief medical officer is Dr. Diane Young. She's come out of, Roche, J&J, Novartis. She's an oncologist by training, or hematology oncologist by training. Our head of clinical development is Maisie Johnson. She's the one who's running the clinical programs for us. Obviously our general counsel, our CFO, and we have our head of regulatory is all part of the management team.
Sure. So when it comes to investors in the financial community, what are some of your key drivers there that you wish perhaps they better understood about you guys?
Well, I think that the key thing for us is we know that the investment community will react positively to data, which we have not shared for our two biggest programs, which we think are the value drivers of the company. I believe we're severely undervalued because of that. But again, what I believe in is bringing your best information forward, where you can address most of the questions that will be raised. And if you do that properly and correctly, you'll be recognized. So I think at this point, it's about us delivering on the data. And I think the rest of it will take care of itself.
Sure, and once again, joining us today is Dr. Robert Wills, Executive Chairman for GTX Incorporated, which trades on NASDAQ, ticker symbol GTXI, currently trading at $4.44 a share. Market cap is north of $70 million. And before we conclude here, to recap some of your key points, why do you believe investors should consider the company as a good investment opportunity today?
Well, largely for what I was stating in that, I do think we're undervalued in the mid to high $4 price range. A lot of that's based on probably some of the history of the company and the fact that the lead program, which we have been pursuing for the last 2 years in breast, is probably not viewed as robustly as a program like stress urinary incontinence and prostate cancer would be. And so I think once that data becomes available, I think we'll see a change and a turnaround in the interest by the investor community.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your upcoming progress. And we'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Dr. Wills, and update our investor audience on GTX. It was great having you on.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Juan.